B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy, happy, happy Thursday. Yes, Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Let's get away. Let's get some of the business out of the way and maybe get a winner. Love for you guys to get a winner. Keyword, that's right. Your chance to win right now $500. This hour's Fast Cash Keyword Wonder. Enter the Fast Cash Keyword Wonder on the Fanatic app, 97.5thefanatic.com, or by texting WONDER to 45911 by 10:15 a.m. We'll call you, and if you are randomly selected, you win $500. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Get rules for this company-wide contest at 97.5thefanatic.com. Good luck. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a Thursday across the Delaware Valley. It's time to, today, I want to have some fun. Tomorrow, today I've designated, I want to do Vet Day today. Because we had so much, I had so much fun yesterday. Kind of talking about some of that stuff. So today I'd like to have your vet stories today. Relive that, wonderful building that ended in 2002. That imploded. That, what was it, March, February, I remember doing the show, dawn on a Sunday morning, live, and I was actually at the Turf Club broadcasting the implosion of the vet. I had tears coming down my eyes that day. So we're going to have some fun with that. We're going to get involved in draft, a lot of draft stuff that I want to get to. I got to tell you, there is a notion, I don't understand it, about trading and trading up and trading picks. I got into a vicious argument, text argument, with my buddy Boo yesterday over Joe Burrow. And he was like outraged that there's a rumor that the Dolphins would trade 3 first-round picks, number 5, number 18, and number 23, to the Bengals for Joe Burrow. And like, to me, listen, I like Joe Burrow. I do. I like him a lot. And I would do that trade. Now, I like Lawrence the best. So I don't know what they're doing. They spent a lot of money in free agency. But if I were them, I would have tanked one more year and go after Lawrence. Like, if I'm Carolina this year and I'm Matt Rhule, I'm tanking and going after Lawrence. That's the move. Lawrence is the stud. He's going to be a great quarterback. To me, he's can't miss. But I think Burrow is close to can't miss. I don't trust Tua. And if you're the Dolphins, I mean, basically we're talking about draft capital. 18 and 23, yeah, valuable first-round picks. But, I mean, I can go, man, give you just chapter and verse on 18 and 23 going awry. If you got 5, 7, and 9, all right, then I don't do it. But, you know, 5, 18, 23 to get up to 1, I'm in. Like, I need a quarterback. I think we talk a lot about how we build teams, and we don't take into account how the game's played. We can talk all you want about, you know, I want a stud pass rusher, very important, quarterback. Like, if I want to rank the positions, you know, obviously quarterback's number one, corner is number two, edge rusher number three. But I need playmaker on offense, number 4. It goes back down to, give me the playmaker on offense that I need to have. Because ultimately, and I keep going back to that Super Bowl, the Niners built on it with a really, really good defense could not stop Kansas City because of the quarterback and Tyreek Hill. And that offense, they had a 10-point lead and couldn't hold it. Because the game today comes down to playmakers. You got to have playmakers. And the true playmakers are up toward the top of the draft. And, it's funny. I got this whole argument about Burrow that turned somehow into Peyton Manning and our whole argument that I'm going to take to the air because all that stuff's fun when we take our little arguments, sports arguments, on the air. So we'll do that as well. It's also the Phillies, if you know. Today we continue Phillies franchise. Deep dive into each of the four franchises. We started with the Phillies. Yesterday we did success on the field. It came out to a 5. Today we're going to do fan experience and the minor league / drafts. So it's all, same thing will be in Sixer drafts, Eagles drafts, Flyers system, minor leagues, and drafts. So today is Phillies draft / minor leagues and fan experience. How do they rank? We'll start off with fan experience. Then in the afternoon, we'll head to drafts and minor leagues in their farm system. Good morning, Chunas.
Good morning, Anthony. How are we today?
All right. Well, another day, right?
Yeah.
Another day.
It's Thursday.
Right?
Yeah.
It's what it is, right?
Yeah. Another, here we are.
Another day. As long as everybody's safe. And that's the only thing that matters because, everything. I got to stop watching. I said it yesterday, and I still watched it last night and until I somehow turned on Clear and Present Danger. That was on a little Showtime late at night. So I was like, I got to turn off CNN.
I'm never really a big news guy in terms of those networks. I just don't want to watch it, especially now. I'm more of a head in the sand guy. Like I know what's going on, and plus I hear everything. I hear everything from my wife, so like that's almost like my news because she's getting the latest updates on everything because of the field she works in.
Would, yeah.
So she's my reporter.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You are in the news business. Just remember that.
I am? Oh, okay.
It's not good to have your head totally in the sand when you have to relay news to everybody. Now, we're sports, but right now, we're sports / news. So we need to keep everybody up to date. So I watch all that stuff, and I hear you. I get you. I'm just teasing you.
Listen, I get the breaking news, and I check in on the breaking news. I just don't need to hear back and forth between doctors about, is it going to be May? Is it going to be June? Is it going to be July? Is it going to be August?
I know. I hear you. I get caught up in that, and then I see that footage from the New York hospitals, and then I get depressed, and I feel bad for the people.
Oh, it's awful.
Here's the thing. They had, I was watching CNN last night, and they had on a doctor's husband. And he had suffered, obviously the loss. The doctor had passed away. And the husband was just in tears. And, I felt so bad for this man. Right? And I'm thinking, please, get him off the air. Stay, he's bawling on the air. And to the point where it's exploitation. You gotta take him off the air, man.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
A
sin. You can't exploit the man's grief. The poor guy was, in full-fledged sobbing. It was heart-wrenching. And it was after that I went, I'm on Clear and Present Danger. I'll go back to Harrison Ford, 1998, whatever it was. I can't do it.
I know. I mean, it's at the point where I miss trade Ben Simmons talk and fire Brett Brown and Elton Brand stinks and Joel Embiid trade him, can't win with both of them. I miss those days. As aggravating as they were, at least I wasn't depressed.
Yeah. I hear you, brother. I do. I hear you. And I'm with you. It's so difficult. It's so difficult to just see the grief all the time, because it just puts you in a bad spot emotionally.
You know, it's crazy because, like, it's almost like, I mean, we're human. You and I are human. We're just like everybody else. We have these ups and downs, right? Like, Tuesday, we might come in here and we're like, all right, we're going to have some fun today. And then, like, Thursday, we're down. We're upset.
Right.
Right? With the world, with everything.
But we
got to
be up for the
people. Yes, exactly.
It's key to be up for the people.
And I was up this morning. I felt good this morning.
Yeah.
Working on the playback.
We're doing sports. Flyers playback today. I got to tell you, I know that we had the poll yesterday, and the poll was Flyers Rangers on that Sunday to get into the playoffs in 2010. But I got to tell you, I executive challenged that, and I went Flyers Caps this year. I miss it. I was like, I love this team this year.
I miss them so much.
I fell in love with this team. You know, listen, I thought they were fun, the whole thing. So I kind of want to just go. I want to relive a game this year. So we're going to throw back all the way back to a few weeks ago.
Good. When things were normal.
When things were normal. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. A little Elton Brand stuff. Elton drawing the interest of the Knicks. EB will stay, however.
Yeah, I thought so.
So EB is staying. I'm a big EB fan. I know that he gets criticized left and right about the whole Horford trade. I liked it, man. I can't bail. I believe in Elton. I think EB's a sharp dude. We all did after the start of the season. So I love EB. I'm an EB fan. And so I ride with him, and I'm glad he's staying. So we'll talk about it, though. We got a whole thing, plenty of time. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 1022. All right, so yesterday we were doing our first game memories, right? And, you know, for some of us, it was the vet. And I started to think about that, and I like to, I feel like talking about the vet. I want to go back to my happy place, man. And the vet is was a happy place for me. I spent so much time there. It was one of the great, great places. And here's the beauty of it. You know, for baseball, it was, you know, it wasn't great. You know, obviously, it was ugly and hot, and it was the cookie-cutter stadium that was Busch Stadium and Riverfront and Three Rivers. You know, they were the sister stadiums, ugly multi-purpose mausoleums. But, you know, like anything, a place gets a soul. And as ugly as it was on the outside, it was, you know, it was our friend. It was a living being. And it was like a kind of scraggly looking dog. You love the dog. It was an ugly dog, but you love the dog. And that was the vet. It was, however, nasty for football. And there's still a part of me that misses the intimidation of the crowd at the vet for football. Chunas, you remember I had that, I was in a YouTube rabbit hole, and I came up with that video outside the vet Yes. During the strike?
Yes, and they had people fighting each other.
Oh, my God. They had the live news, and some other guy knocks this guy out. It was amazing, like, the civil unrest that occurred at the vet. And the stories were legendary. I once, years ago, I wrote a story in Philadelphia Magazine about the vet. Oh, my. The stories were awesome. Oh, they were incredible. They painted the walls to the elevator red. You know why?
No, why? Because it went up to the 700 level?
No.
That was my guess.
They painted the walls to the elevator and the floor red so the blood wouldn't, you wouldn't see the blood.
Oh, well, yeah. That's kind of what I thought about 700 level, but there you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I never forget the guys, the security guys, who I knew a lot of them from the neighborhood, the dudes. They used to, oh, they would torture people. If you were out of line, they used to open up the doors to throw you out with their head. Like they would, you would have one side, I'd have the other side, and you'd have and we would just rush the door with somebody's head to open it.
What?
Yeah, that's how they would throw you out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was
barbaric.
It was completely barbaric.
It was a coliseum, so it kind of made sense.
That's exactly what it was. It was crazy. I mean, some of the stuff that went on. Oh my God, it's outrageous. I mean, oh man. Some of the stuff just absolutely wild that went on. Parking lot, like we think about now about parking lots, and you know, the behavior then was like just abhorrent. Like it was ugly and it was nasty. But I was thinking about that and off of our conversation yesterday, I was like, I'd like to hear some vet stories. Do you remember it at all?
Yeah, because that was 2003, the last year of the vet, was the first year my father and I did the 16-game plan for the Phillies. Because the second the Phillies got Jim Thome, my dad called the ticket office and said, we need some sort of a game plan. So
really?
Yeah, so I was...
He was right on it, huh?
He was right on, and then we did it from 2003 until 2011. So I got 16 games at the vet, but... In that year alone, I went multiple times before. Remember, we talked about our first game. I remember seeing Phillies Cubs because I drew a picture of Sammy Sosa for a class project. Remember, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yes, yes.
So I remember going. I never went for an Eagles game. My first Eagles game was at Lincoln Financial Field. So I only got the experience at the Phillies game. But I was so young that I don't really remember much about it. But I do remember sitting in the third row. Or the third tier, so I'm guessing it was close 700 level, and a foul ball came up there. And there was a fight over the foul ball, and it rolled down to my row, and my buddy just picked it up. And there were still like three or four guys fighting for a ball that wasn't even there anymore.
Wow.
That's one of the things I remember, and it's you know, goes back to this idea of how crazy it was at the vet.
Wow.
So I did experience a fight at the vet, but I was like seven.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think about that for a second. You're 7 years old, right? And you're seeing that kind of, like, that had to be, you know, a little off-putting for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I still remember my father at one point turning around. This is a different game, saying, like, oh, because they were just cursing left and right. And it was, you know, just a child sitting there.
No, listen, I would do the same thing if people were cursing around my kid.
Right. So, I mean, I remember stuff about the vet. I don't remember some of these stories, or I've never experienced some of these stories that people talk about. But I remember it being a beautiful, ugly building, if you know what I mean.
That's what it was. You know, it's funny. The vet was around, like, if the vet was around today, it would have its own reality show.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it's Tiger King, you know?
You watch it yet?
No.
Call me.
No, I won't watch it. I'm sorry.
No, you have to.
I won't watch it. It all comes down to the messenger. I'm out. That's how I am.
What about the messenger being America?
I'm
Everybody's watching it.
I'm stubborn like that. Yeah, I'm out. Do you really like tomorrow?
I'm watching it a second time.
Tomorrow's no, you're not.
My wife didn't see it, so now I'm watching with her.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're gonna get into TV. Well, tomorrow's TV movie day. We're gonna do our movie. I told you my cousin came up with the movie lines.
Yes.
Feel we're gonna do that tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
We got our guy Roy Bank from the LA who's gonna give us some of his stuff to watch. What to watch? He's gonna give us So you know, we're gonna get more into entertainment. I'm trying to get the guy who did a surprise. I'm trying to get a guy who actually did the documentary We Can't Wait to Watch.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm looking forward to that. So tomorrow will be more TV. We'll talk about it then. But The Vet would definitely have its own reality show.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was so cold in the winter. Oh my God. It was amazing. And the press box was just this like nasty place. And they would have, dude, like halftime of the Eagles games, they put out the hot dogs, right?
Yes.
And they were the most vile things. Listen, I like a nice dog, but you know what I don't like? When the dog is like half cooked.
When it's like the grayish, pinkish color. Yeah, you're out.
And the other thing I don't like is the packets. I'm not a fan of the mustard packets.
Oh yeah, you're a fan of the communal. The pump.
That's bad. Yeah,
you can't do that now.
But the mustard. You know, you walk down the if you're walking on a vet, man, between the mustard and ketchup packets,
all over the floor,
they would shoot at you. Oh my God.
I still remember like a lot about the vet. Like I remember walking up the ramps, right? Like we did the ramp walk instead of taking elevators or anything like that. So that was really cool. It sucks. I was supposed to go to the last home opener in 2003, but I was sick and it was rainy. And remember the Phillies played the Pirates and the Pirates wore their old Bumblebee jerseys. It was the final game at the vet.
Wow, the Bumblebee jerseys.
And I had strep throat, like 102 fever.
The Bumblebee. So
I was supposed to go, but because of how cold and rainy it was, and I was already sick, my mom didn't let me. So my dad took my sister, and I was miserable because she didn't care.
Right, right. And you wanted to tough it out.
Oh, yeah. They didn't let me go.
Yeah, but you were a good baseball kid.
Man. Oh, yeah. I wanted to go so bad.
That's impressive.
They got crushed.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. I'll pull up the box score. They definitely lost by like 10 or more.
You know, today would be the opener, Bo.
Yeah, no, I didn't want you
today
to
bring
that up. I didn't want you to bring that up.
305. Brewers in town. That sucks. Today would have been the opener. Cold, though, man. Right?
Yeah, there was ice on my street today.
Cold.
There was ice on my street. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I walked outside. I'm like, whoa. It's been 50, 60 the last couple days.
Blustery. Today's not a day for a home opener anyway. At 3 o'clock, it'll be 54 degrees with a blustery wind. I mean, that's April baseball, right? Early April baseball.
They lost 9-1, the home opener.
Can we get a July 4th start to the season?
That would be as American as it gets, right?
Right. Like, we just went through this tough 3 months. Let's come back. Baseball.
July 4th.
On Independence Day. You know where the Phillies are that day?
No, where?
They couldn't be further from Philadelphia.
Oh, no, really?
Phillies on July the 4th. Are in Seattle.
Oh, come on. I'd watch.
To start? Oh, I watch. Are you nuts? You count down the minutes. July the 4th, Phillies, Mariners. How about this series, Cuz? Mariners, Astros for 3, Nats for 3, All-Star break.
Oh, and is it in D.C.? Because I know the Houston series on the road because we don't see Houston this year.
Yeah, D.C.'s in D.C.
So if baseball started July 4th, we wouldn't see the Phillies come back for a while because post-break, too.
Well, you can't have an all-star game.
No, there's no way. Could you imagine they voted off like 9 games?
Well, right. Well, you wouldn't have an all-star
game. Michael Franco is in the all-star game.
Nah, you don't have an all-star game. I don't know how you do it, though. I don't know. You have to revamp the whole schedule, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no all-star game. That goes.
Well, bye-bye. I agree, but I'm telling you, how do you figure out the schedule? That's going to be something.
Yeah, I almost wonder if you just go from where you're at. Right? Like, you start with Seattle.
But again, okay, but what are you going to do for those 4 days? You can't have 4 days off.
Yeah, you throw a dart at the dartboard and you go, all right, you're playing this team.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe they do have those 4 days off. I mean, right? Like, every opening day, you end up having, like, 2 days off, right?
No, you can't have 4 days off when you need to play. You just start the season.
Then maybe you just push it till post-All-Star break, and you go on from there.
This is how crazy the vet was. You ready?
Yes.
That would be a big deal for the Phillies if that happened, because if you went post-All-Star break, Phillies miss out on that 9-game road trip.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. This is how nasty it was, the vet. So South Philly Santa checks in. You ready? He was, oh, yeah, the big mustard containers. Because they were huge, the vet. He goes, I remember dumping the big mustard containers off the 700 level on people's heads.
Yes, that's awesome.
Right? That's how crazy it was. It was insane. It was Sodom and Gomorrah. It was unbelievable. People hooking up and everywhere.
I bet. Know. A lot of open space, especially in Phillies games.
Yeah. No, it was wild. You know, but you talk about smells. You remember we had the one of the Friday Five questions last week was,
yes,
what do you smell, like the smells? You know what one of the vet smells was? The smell of reefer in the 700 level. People smoking bones all over the 700 level.
That's great. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying that was the stadium. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy place, man. By the way, we will get to it, but I'm getting Tiger King way overrated.
From who?
My man Nick. Nick in Collinsville.
Nah.
Said way overrated.
I disagree. See, Nick is a cultured man. I'm not.
He said it's just a stupid reality show about crazy people.
Nah, it's more than that.
All right. Well,
murder mystery.
Murder mystery. Let's go. Start open up the phone lines. Anthony in Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, cuz. Good morning, Tunis. Hey, guys, listen, I'm going to just talk Henry Ruggs, but first and foremost, now that the conversation changed, I got a little quick vet story and a quick spectrum story even. But first and foremost, I got to thank you guys for being on air. You know, the Fanatic Attic, like yesterday, my phone was dead, and I couldn't listen to you guys, and I was pissed off, man. I was at work. I'm essential personnel. I woke up in the morning, my phone didn't charge for some reason while I was sleeping. So I know going to work, I can't listen to you guys. And the whole day I'm pissed off, you know, like berserk.
Oh, like, that's nice, Andy. Thank you, buddy.
I can't stand not having you guys, because with something like this going on in today's new reality that we're living in, to not have you as a positive distraction. All day I was just thinking about the fact I haven't even seen my kids in 3 weeks. And so, like, not having you guys are like extended family to me, man. But
how is it down there?
It's not too bad as of right now. The state of Maryland itself is, but Baltimore, surprisingly, I mean, we don't know, and because people aren't getting tested, you know? They are now with the drive-through testing that they basically today, I just saw in the news that they're doing it, because we only worked a couple hours a day at work. So I'm able to call in, and, you know, like I said, yesterday I was going through withdrawal, so I just wanted to call you guys, man, today.
Yeah, no problem.
But let's not get so negative, man. As far as the
Let's laugh.
As far as the vet, so it's kind of ironic, right, because my pops was a firefighter, and 30 years ago he was against large gatherings. So even though he would watch the sports with me on TV, well, he would never take me to the games. But when my mom got remarried, and my stepfather used to try to impress me because he knew how much of a sports nut I was. So, and he was a Philly fan, too. So he'd take me to the Spectrum, take me to the vet. And I was at the game when the coach of the Ravens was kicking up the turf, finding Popo.
That was Billick.
Dude,
yeah.
I know it was only preseason, but the guys, people like
awesome.
You and me, you know, who are fanatics, I was crying that night when we found out there was no game. I was like, come on, man. Because the only game I've been to before that at the vet was Randall Cunningham was hurt. And that was, you know, he was my role model, my idol.
So
I had a chance to, you know, see a starting quarterback for the Eagles play for once. And by the way, that game that Randall was hurt, I did get to see John Elway, but they thrashed us, and they thrashed us at the vet. And all the stories you're telling about the vet.
I know that game you're talking about. Yeah.
I remember being a kid and smelling the reefer and be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. You know? You remember smelling it? Oh,
there's
my God.
There's a skunk running around the 700.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And you're a kid, you're going, what is that? That's no good.
Yeah. And then real quick, the Spectrum. So he took me to a Spectrum game with my best friend one time, right? It was in my Easter basket. It was like the happiest day of my life. When I opened my Easter basket, I see two
Spectrum tickets. The Easter basket. Yeah, brother. That's cool.
So my mom tells me, you know, my husband got you these. And then I go to the Spectrum, and it's one of those nights where it's like empty. Like there's nobody there, right? Because they were so bad. But me and my friend, we sneak down to the floor. And we're on the floor seat, sitting right by the 3-point line, corner line, right? And I'm a little kid, and my favorite player was Dana Barros at the time.
Wow, it's bust out.
Picture you're you know, not rich, poor little kid, usually sits up in the rafters, and I'm down there on the court floor with my feet on the floor, and Dana Barros hits a three right in front of our face, and you can see the bottom of his shoes go above your head as he takes his jump shot. And I'll never forget that image. And he turned around and looked at us like, what are these kids doing here? You know?
That's cool, man. That's good. I love that.
And then just like I said, man, just having you guys on there, I want to
awesome. And by the way, are you down with Henry Ruggs?
Oh, Henry Ruggs. And listen, man, these kinds of guys don't come around that often that can run the route, that can catch the ball. Dramatic features that take the top off the freaking defense. You pull the safeties to his side of the field. At least one safety has to go over there. And you got underneath is wide open. I don't care if we have Ertz and Goddard or just one of them. They're going to be wide open.
Thank you, brother. Exactly. That's what you got to do, man. You got to get Henry. You got to get H. Ruggs.
Howie's got to pull the trigger.
He's got to get busy. He's got stuff to do. Thank you, brother. Be good, Anthony. Thanks, pal. Howie's got stuff to do, Jonas. Got to figure out the Jeffrey situation. There was a CBS sports kind of trades they wanted to happen, and they threw out Alshon Jeffrey to the Colts. Did you see that?
No, but, I mean, so...
So, first of all, it's not real. It's the trades they
want
to see.
Yeah.
First of all... Frank Reich would want nothing to do with Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I are you kidding me? You just got to cut him and be done with it.
They just got
Rivers.
You're not
going to be able to trade him. You're not going to be able to trade him.
Like, they really want to pair Rivers with Alshon Jeffrey?
He can't play anymore. It's amazing. He can't play. What are we talking about? He's coming off of Liz Frank when he couldn't run before that. There's nothing less valuable that a big receiver can't run, who's over 30. Why do you want... You got young studs coming in this league. You got to be an idiot who knows nothing about football to think to want Alshon Jeffrey to play, to pay him a dollar to play for you. Are you kidding me? The last thing they need is to keep him around. Just, you already made the mistake. Get rid of it. All right. We got a couple open lines. 610-632-0975. You want to hop on? Cuz Radio, Tunis, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10:51 on a Thursday morning, a sun splashed morning, chilly, windy, but sun splashed, yes.
Because I can.
What's the Delaware Valley? I was out this morning for a run. Oh man.
How'd that go?
It was cold.
Man, it was what? You,
it was cold. It was cold. My ankle's killing me. I do this run walk, although it's probably more walk than run, every morning. And oh, you know when you feel great, but then you do it with Tooch. I meet Tooch at the park every morning, and you know when you feel like it settles in, and my ankle. You know when you start to bark a little bit.
Oh yeah,
you got to do something. You know, you feel like a blob. You gotta figure something out.
Yeah, my exercise has been moving stuff to the new place.
Wow, guess what? It's a lot.
Dude.
That's a lot, man.
So the current place I'm at is, you know, basement, and then the first floor you walk in, and the upstairs. But this place is, there's no basement. But you walk in on the first floor, and it's like the kitchen area. Then the second floor is the living area. Third floor is the bedroom. So I'm going up damn three flights of steps.
That's good exercise.
Bringing
right there,
stuff up.
That's good. That's real good exercise. On the text board, my man Jake Dumphy says, do you remember knowing ticket takers? And you would hand him a match, like a matchbook, but just like the match cover, and he would rip it and give it back, like give you half back and let you in.
Oh, yeah, like what they did with the movie theaters.
Right? But instead of a ticket, it would be a matchbook cover.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, this is pre-scanners, right?
Right, yeah, because, I mean, you know.
You're walking through the turnstiles, right? That's how they counted how many people were there.
Right. There's no, you know, there was no scanners.
No.
Now, what movie? Put some scanners. And maybe some fog lights in case they get stuck in a swamp.
Is that a Scarface reference?
Yes! Very good.
I watched that not too long ago.
Very good. I'm proud of you, man.
It was on late.
I'm prepping you for tomorrow. Cousin Joey's movie lines.
Beautiful.
That's impressive.
I think it was like, I was like tuned up one in the morning on Saturday a few weekends ago with nothing going on. So I was like, Scarface is on. All of a sudden, it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I get lost in that, too. I get lost in that. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Howard. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Howard.
Anthony, what am I going to do with you?
What's up, man? Hey, how are you, buddy?
How
you been, man?
We're hanging in there. You know, kind of weird out here.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know, it is what it is. Just got to plow through it, and hopefully we'll be good in a month. Or better. Not good, but better in a month.
Yes.
That's about all we can do, you know.
Yep.
One day at a time.
Yep.
But, you know, I had to call you because, you're trying to get Ruggs. You're trying to get in Doc Way. I'm like, how the hell is he going to pull this off? I still can't figure out how you're going to pull this off.
I'm trading Ertz.
So you're going to try to trade Ertz straight up for Ndongwe?
Well, I'm going to try to. Here's what I'm going to try to do. So I want Ngakoue and Ertz. Ngakoue and Ruggs. So if that costs me my first, second, third, and Zach Ertz, that. I can get those two players. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got to get creative. I got to figure out.
I don't know, man.
What I can get. Because
didn't Pittsburgh make a similar trade last year to go from like 20 to 12, and it cost them like a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4?
All right, no, not that much, but there's a formula.
Like they drafted the linebacker?
Yeah, but it wasn't that much. Anyway, that's the barroom. If I was the GM, that's what I'd be doing. That's what I'd be working on.
And
I don't think you have to get all the way up to 12 to get Ruggs.
Yeah, because all the drafts now say the top three receivers are going to be gone by 15.
These mocks are worth nothing. I mean,
I
don't understand. Like, so what's your point? You don't want those guys?
Oh, I love them. I just don't. I mean, Howard said it, you know, at the end of the season, we got to get young. And how are you going to get young if you trade, you know, 6 of your 10 draft picks away? And then instead of having 10, then you're only going to have like 5 picks.
Oh, you're assuming something dangerous. You're assuming that they're going to hit on all those picks.
We know they're not going to hit on all those picks.
Again, the two guys I want to bring in, the one guy is 23 years old, and the other guy is a rookie.
I just don't think, I mean, unless he's like snowballing us, saying, hey, you know, I got to use these picks to get young, just to make everybody think something that he's not going to do.
Yeah, but again, you know I'm putting my phone because, but Ngakoue is a young player. The reason why he's getting traded.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, well, that's my point. He's a young player, so I'm going to move Ertz, and I have my young tight. I have Goddard that I have cost control there. So that's where I'm getting at.
Well, who's Jacksonville's tight end?
Well, you're not going to trade. Listen, I don't think Jacksonville is the type of team that would be in the market for Ertz, because you got to get a team that's going to try to win. Like, what about Green Bay? You got to get a team like that. You got to get somebody that's in the market that's looking to win now. That'll give up a 1 or a 2.
I would think you'd try to get down to the 49ers.
Well, they
don't have any picks.
Niners have Kittle, so they, you know, again.
Yeah, they wouldn't want Ertz, but they might want your 1 and your 2 to move back
you got to be creative, but.
Those
are my, you know, what I get, I'm just giving you the abbreviated, these are my targets, right? I want that pass rushing end. Because I think if you got a pass rushing end like Ngakoue, and you got one of the top three receivers who actually could play on the outside and have him grow with Wentz, now I think you're a team that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.